The Astros can clinch the AL West with a win over the Mariners on Sunday and have Justin Verlander on the mound. And in the fifth inning, he would dazzle.
Here's the 0-2 to Yonder. Swing and a miss at a fastball for Strike 3. That is strikeout number 6 for Verlander. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider for Strike 3. And that is strikeout number 7 for Verlander. There goes Heredia. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. It is wide. It's into center field. Heredia slides in safe. Gets up and quickly scampers into third. The 1-2. Swing of this is shot very high out towards left field by the Crawford boxes. Now drifting towards the foul pole. Gamble is at the wall. He is looking up. And this gets into the front row for a home run. Thanks, fans. The next pitch to Correa. He swings and shoots this deep center field. Tons of trouble. Heredia moving back quickly. 409 sign. Climbs the wall. Gone. And the 1-1 on the way to Seager. Swing and a pop-up into shallow center field. Going out, Correa calling for it, waiting for it. He makes the catch, and the Houston Astros have clinched the American League West Division title for the first time. They win it as a member of the American League. They go to the playoffs here in 2017, their first division title in 16 years. The last time they won a division title as a member of the National League, you got to go back to 2001. The Astros win it this afternoon.
The Houston Astros win their first division title in 16 years as they beat the Mariners 7-1 on Sunday to clinch it. They've been alone atop the division since April 14th. Justin Verlander wins his 13th. Since joining the Astros, he's thrown 21 innings with a .86 ERA. Seattle was able to muster an early 1-0 lead against Justin Verlander, but that would be all as they fall 7-1 to the Astros on Sunday. After the game, here's Mariners manager Scott Service.
Kind of a difficult matchup.
Going in the ball game, we knew we were going to have to keep it close because we probably weren't going to get a lot on Verlander, but obviously he was really good again today. Unfortunately, we've seen him too many times this year, and outside of one time, a comeback we had at home, he's had our number. So, I thought Andrew Moore threw the ball pretty well. We had a little traffic there, and the switch hitter's coming up. Went to Pazos, and it wasn't the same Pazos that we saw over in Texas. He didn't have the same stuff today, and Gonzalez, who had been right on Moore, in the last homestand at our place, and then again today, he got a fastball from Pazos, and took care of it. So I think we played really good. We swung the bats really good in Texas. Coming in here, we're hoping to have a better series, obviously, than we did. It didn't happen. They got a really good ball club. They played well, and we did. They beat us. We got to play better, and that's where we're at.
The batter's interference call. What did Drake see?
He said there was contact with the catcher and Haniger. My argument was like, I thought I haven't seen the replay of it, but I felt like Haniger was in the box, and McCann kind of initiated the contact or went into him. It's a judgment call. The umpire made the call right there. Didn't agree with it. It was a big play in the game. We're right there still in the game. Guy on third, Cano up, like a chance of maybe knocking one in there, but judgment call and did not go our way.
In the ninth, once again, you guys load the bases, it seems like. I mean, your team just doesn't give up early, no matter the score.
Our guys keep fighting. There's no doubt. They're going to keep grinding it out, and we'll continue to do that. Obviously, the Astros are ready to celebrate, and our guys want to try to hold that off as long as we could, put some good at-bats against Giles. Just too little, too late.
Some guys watch the celebration. Others, look away. Do you reference it, use it at all?
I've seen a few in my day. I've been involved in a few. It's really hard to win, and I think when you're on the other side of it, like we are right now, it's okay for guys to take a look, especially young players, and see what it's about. I think most of the veteran guys that have been there, been part of that, will get back in the clubhouse and we're going to worry about what we got going forward.
Scott, the last time you got swept by the Astros, you bounced back and came back and played well. You're kind of running out of time here. Where are you guys at?
Oh, we are. We are running out of time. These games are important. I assume that we will bounce back. They're a good ball club. They had our number all year. They beat us, in a number of games that were very tight. They got the big hits. They made the big plays late in the game. We didn't. But it doesn't stop us. We got a series. We got a day off tomorrow. Texas comes in and then Cleveland. So we got to keep grinding it, keep playing hard. A lot of things can still happen. People are looking at the Twins or the Angels. We do play the Angels at the end of the year, which is a great thing for us. The Twins are, I think, headed over to play the Yankees. So we've got to look at some things. We need help. We've got to help ourselves. And then it'll start at home on Tuesday.
Andrew, you know, you've spotted him in there a couple times. Things he can learn from this?
Oh, absolutely. Huge learning experience for young players, all of them. We've got a few rookies on this team, you know, going through the grind of an entire season, playing in September, playing in important games in September. It's a huge, huge benefit for these young guys. And like I said, I thought Andrew Moore really competed well today, gave us everything we had. Just, you know, that Fisher hit the home run off him, and, you know, we made a move after that. So, but he'll learn from it, and he'll continue to grow.
Yeah, it's speaking of your relievers too. Your young relievers have a little more experience, but those home runs, those pitches, not where I think you want.
They're in bad spots. There is no doubt. Yeah, we've got to handle those situations a little bit better. And I know Pazos is disappointed. And again, he'd been throwing the ball great. He really threw the ball well over in Texas in the last three, four times out there. He just didn't have it today. And, you know, you leave balls over the middle of plate against good teams, teams that are ahead of the playoffs, they're going to make you pay. And, you know, Pagan as well. So, again, we've got some young guys out there. They'll continue to get better and grow from it. You have to learn from it, or you won't be on the good side of things very often.
We spoke about the grind. Ben gets the homer today. Would you like to see him push through a little bit? I know he's been fighting a little bit here and there.
Yeah, so. I think Gamble's hung in there. I don't think he was going to hit 350 the whole year. Mm-hmm. But after, you know, he tailed off a little bit, he's come back. His at-bats have been fine. He's competing, plays hard all the time. That's the way I ask our guys. Just play your butt off every day out there and leave it out on the field. And, you know, I think our young guys have done that.
Seattle has a day off before they return home to Safeco Field to face the Rangers.